From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators try to determine the motive behind the attack that killed 49 people and wounded 53 others. Biden did not elaborate Tuesday, but said that in the coming days, President Barack Obama would say more. Obama is due to visit Orlando on Thursday. The president, in his own comments Tuesday, said the shooting was carried out by an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. He said there was no indication that any foreign terrorist group directed 29-year-old Omar Mateen in his attack on a gay nightclub. China has warned against U.S. President Barack Obama meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it could damage mutual trust. The closed-door meeting scheduled for Wednesday is intended to avoid angering China, which views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. President Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. But China fears it will send the wrong message to Tibetans. Liu Kang is a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry. He said the 14th Dalai Lama often puts up the facade of religion to peddle internationally his political position of splitting China. We demand no country or government give him any space for such activities and should certainly not do anything the 1.3 billion people of China would resolutely oppose. Dialogue between the Dalai Lama and China's government stopped in 2010. VOA News. The U.S. presidential primary election season officially ended Tuesday as Hillary Clinton defeated Bernie Sanders in the nation's capital, and the two candidates held what they called a positive discussion in Washington. Clinton is the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, with her official selection expected at a convention in Philadelphia next month. Sanders has persisted in his campaign despite trailing in the race for months, which has allowed him to have some influence on the party's platform of policies. The two campaigns issued very similar statements after the meeting that said Clinton and Sanders discussed shared priorities such as raising wages, reforming campaign finance laws, and making college affordable. Sanders spoke to reporters.
We are going to be bringing, we're starting to talk to them right now. We don't know exactly, but somewhere between 1,900 and 2,000 delegates to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And let me tell you what they want. They want to see the Democratic Party transformed. They want to see the Democratic Party stand up to the wealthy and powerful and start representing the millions of people who are hurting.
Clinton and Sanders also cited what they call the dangerous threat that Donald Trump poses to our nation. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, issued a tough joint statement on the South China Sea and then tried to make it quickly disappear. The ASEAN ministers, meeting in Yuxi in China's Yunnan province on Monday and Tuesday, took a thinly veiled swipe at their hosts by expressing serious concern about rising tensions in the South China Sea. The statement called for respect for international law amid a Chinese refusal to accept an upcoming Hague Tribunal ruling expected to favor Manila's challenge of Beijing's claims to most of the South China Sea. Diplomatic sources Wednesday indicated that Chinese officials in private quickly pressured ASEAN to rescind the document after Malaysia's foreign ministry released a copy to the media. Officials in Tokyo say a Chinese spy ship entered Japanese waters early Wednesday. The intelligence ship was spotted at around 3:30 a.m. local time Wednesday near an island in southern Japan. The ship reportedly left Japanese waters 90 minutes later. China claims it was acting within its rights according to international law and freedom of navigation. An active strain of the polio virus was found in sewage samples in southern India collected last month, according to officials who made the announcement Wednesday. Around 300,000 children ages 3 to 6 in Hyderabad will be vaccinated in the coming week. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.